T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I have a message now for all of the people that listen to this show who are in this industry. You're in radio or television. And no, it wouldn't be television, just radio. There's a group called the Radio National Hall of Fame. And the people that are nominated are up on the webpage. We listed them on our Facebook page. We have Joey Reynolds as somebody who is nominated, but you have to be in the industry to vote for him. I've never met a more talented guy than Joey Reynolds. Innovative, still got it, still can sharp as a tack. So if you are in radio and you're listening to this show, look it up on your Facebook. And check it out. And if you would like to, vote for Joey Reynolds. Joey Reynolds made his bones at KB Radio, obviously, and then later on at WOR in New York, where he was there for like 18 years and interviewed everybody in New York. And he's the most talented radio person I have ever met. And he's a good personal friend. He's been doing it for a long time. He's still involved with this kind of deal or that kind of deal, but let's get him into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Tell your other broadcasting friends, if you're listening and you have other friends in the same station that you work, pass the word, look it up, and vote for him. I'd like to see him get it on the first try. Now, your 2020 wedding, how is it going? How did it go? I hope it went well. And the DA, John Flynn, says defunding the police is the dumbest idea he has ever heard. And I agree with him. And I'm asking, what the hell's going on? We've lost our civility even. Let's go to line 3, and that would be Scott in Niagara Falls. Scott, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello, Scott. What do you have for us today?
Well, I want to weigh in on the wedding issue.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
It's very important for these couples. These couples are willing to commit to each other, for a lifetime. And I think the government, our New York State government, needs to commit to them, to give them and provide the guidelines that they need. My daughter and future son-in-law are planning a fall 2020 wedding at an Erie County Event Center. And everything is up in the air because they understand they're going to have to make changes, okay? But what are those changes? And I implore the Lieutenant Governor and our governor to get this information out to these couples so that they can, change their plans and have that day whenever, if it's that day or another day, so that they can make the decisions to change their plans according to the guidelines and they can move forward. Right now,
what are they most concerned about? Maybe not having enough room in the venue for the number of people you want?
The problem is that the venues will not commit to your event because they don't have the guidelines from the state.
Yeah, the state, it just seems to me like they decide when Andrew Cuomo wakes up and has his toast what the changes will be. They've been kind of last minute.
Right, and with weddings that have been planned, my daughter and future son-in-law have planned this wedding for over a year and a half. I know couples that have planned for 2 and 3 years.
Wow.
And they're going to have to change it. We all understand that. But the government needs to respect that so that they get the guidelines out so that plans can be made to change it You know, as you said in your news article, a couple on August 1st, there is a rigidity with some of the event centers, and that's complicating things too in order to make changes. So I'm imploring the lieutenant governor, the governor, get this information out, respect these couples and the commitment they're willing to make, so that they, you know, they can go ahead and plan the rest of their lives together.
Yeah, that we had heard from one earlier couple said they lost, what, $9,000, and the venue wasn't willing to refund. I think that if they had to change it because of the laws and the guidelines have changed, I think they should be able to get their money back. But, well, good luck to your to the wedding you're going to be a part of, and good luck to your daughter and your son-in-law. Thank you for call. Yeah, they... they should, the ones that lost, was it 9,000 or 7,000? Do you remember, Tony?
9,000, I think.
9,000.
Was it 9,000?
So, yeah, I thought it was 9,000. That was my first memory of it. That's really grossly unfair and probably illegal, seeing that the couple did nothing. They were told that they couldn't do it by the state. And I don't understand how the venue would keep the money. I really don't. Because I'll tell you one thing, the venue would get, if the word got out at where it was, and we don't know where it was, if the word got out, they'd be hard-pressed to book any more weddings there. You got to have somebody with some humanity.
Sandy, it was 9,000, and there's actually another comment on here of a couple that lost their $3,000 deposit.
Oh, wow.
So there's two cases of money being lost.
Yeah, and if it's not, if the government says you can't do it, then the venue can't keep your money. What the hell's wrong with them?
Yeah, it's not right.
No, it isn't right. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. Luckily, we know the owner of our venue. So makes it a lot easier. I can't imagine in a million years her doing anything like this. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to line 4 from Buffalo. It's CJ. CJ, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't agree with defunding. That's just silly. It's not even worth talking about.
I don't know how it got any traction at all. It's like the worst pipe dream bad guys could come up with.
Oh, yeah. But the police can't prevent shootings. They solve shootings. Only society can prevent shootings, and maybe a return to beat cops, walk in the neighborhood would go a long way to prevention and maybe a path back to some trust and civility.
Well, beat cops is a suggestion that I heard over the weekend, too. That's a good one, because you make up relationships between the cop on the beat and yourself. It's not just a car driving by, but there are a lot of times when you need a car because you just simply are not in that area normally, and it's like the sheriff's department, for instance. You couldn't do beat cops. The state police, you probably couldn't do beat cops. Maybe some local cities could do it for the city itself. It's a good idea, and I don't know, maybe they'll use it in the future.
Well, I hope so. We had beat cops when I was growing up, and the police should be our heroes, you know, and be part.
They used to be. The police used to be the heroes,
oh.
And they would come to school to schools and speak to the students and everything else. And the cop on the beat was like part of the family. But then it changed when they all went into cars and they became more distant with the people they were protecting.
Well, I am a child of a Buffalo police officer who walked a beat and twirled his nightstick, and he was part of the community.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. Absolutely. They are our lifeline. Without them, we have chaos. We have anarchy. It can't work. And them still trying to do it is ridiculous. But I noticed the good news is that the mayor of Seattle, the crackpot mayor who allowed them kill two people, basically what it amounted to, the judge has given the okay for the petition to remove her to move forward. So we'll see if there's an election sort of thing. Total dereliction of duty, and totally did not move to protect the population. And so I think they have a good reason to kick her out.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we have to go back in time to protect our future. I think B cops would be a nice idea.
I think you're right. Thank you very much, CJ. Appreciate it. Yeah, B cops were a good idea when they were doing them, because the cop would actually become friends with the people in the neighborhood, and they would they'd talk to them, they'd converse, they'd talk about their families and things like that. And they were walking up and down, and it helped build that relationship, which is so important. Think about it like this. What would life be like without the police force? I don't know how you leave the house unless you are armed. That's the only reason. And even then, not a good idea. Mr. Beamer, how about a couple of Facebooks for us, please?
Yeah, we will go to top fan Melody on the wedding question. And Melody says, my daughter's wedding is supposed to be September 19th. Ooh, September 19th. That's my birthday, by the way. I'll be the old age of 32.
And oh, stop. We hate you enough already. Why are you pushing the hate bell?
And Melody says, everything is still up in the air to go forward. We'll talk with the venue this week for guidance and a possible reschedule, even though dates next year look like they're already filled up for that venue.
Wow. So, yeah, all of these things. Think about it like this. We were supposed to have a trip with Danny Nevereth and the Viking. We were supposed to have one. The first one was, I think, Russia. Yeah, and that got canceled. But they've rescheduled one for next year for Russia. We haven't started talking about it yet, but they've rescheduled that. And then up in, we missed two in Poland that were Bernie's trips, not mine and Danny's. Two there, one in Alaska. They all got postponed. But we still have one on the griddle that hasn't been canceled yet, and that is in January to go to Australia and New Zealand. We're hoping it'll still go. We do not know, but they haven't told us it's not going, so I guess that's better than thinking it's gone. So that's what we have. Give me another Facebook, please.
Yeah, Kevin, who's a top fan, says, a wedding we were invited to this year had been rescheduled for later in the year. Well, we just found out over the weekend that wedding will have to be rescheduled until next year. Get this. At the earliest, I feel bad for the couple.
Wow. Next year already. This is only, July. All right. The seventh month. So we got five more months of this year and then all of next year. But that's what they seem to be doing, using the same date with the last year date on it. All right. Let's go to line two. Line two would be Rhoda. Rhoda, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Rhoda. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I've been listening a little bit. I was in the car when that dear lady was talking about how our country has forgotten God, and I agree with that.
Yep, that's Ann. Everybody loves Ann. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to share something that I found in a book last year. It was before all of this went on, but it was a short little saying by somebody, and when I looked up the author, I was amazed. So I want to read it to you, and then I'll tell you who wrote it.
Okay.
The charge I keep as mine, the goal of every hope and plan, to cancel the dividing line between me and my fellow man. And so for me, all fear shall end, save this, that I may fail to see my neighbor as a needed friend, or sense my neighbor's need of me. And I wrote it out, and I've been handing it out to people. But it was written by Leslie Pinckney Hill, who is the son of a former slave.
Oh, really?
And I thought, you know, if someone with that kind of background, and he was a lot closer to it than anyone is today, if he can forgive and go on and make life worth it for himself and for others, why can't we do the same?
Well, that's true. From that position, to come up with those thoughts and words are very important. And I think that's a good example for all of us. Thank you, Rhoda. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the slavery issue has been around since slavery. And you're looking at Lincoln was, what, 1860 in approximately there. And we can understand, but we didn't go through it. But, I mean, you try and understand what the concept of being a slave is. It's beyond the comprehension of most of us. You can't even really envision what it's like. So we got past that, and they ended slavery. But the memory lingers on. Anybody who is a descendant of a slave, you're thinking that maybe reparations would be necessary. But since that there's nobody walking the earth right now that ever had a slave, that it's just not possible for anybody now to have had one. So it's kind of like dimming. But it's important that we still remember it. But I don't think it should be used for every social protest that comes up, that they take it out of the closet wherever it is and bring it out, because it was a terrible time. But a lot of blood was lost to end it. We have to remember that a lot of blood was lost to end it, and so a big price has been paid already and was paid at the time. So I think it's time to move forward, like the words that Rhoda just read. All right, you have another for us before we get into news, Mr. Beamer?
Yeah, this one puts the weddings in perspective. Liz says, I was supposed to get married this past Saturday. My fiancé died suddenly on March 7th, unrelated to COVID. I'm struggling to feel any empathy for those couples whose weddings had been postponed because in the end, they luckily still get to get married. I don't mean to be cold. That's just what I have struggled with most during this pandemic.
Whoa. I mean, how do you even discuss that? That's it's amazing. I lost Cindy. I was with Cindy for 17 years, of which 14 years she had leukemia. And I was a caregiver both in Wisconsin and here at Roswell Park. And it's extremely difficult. Your world is gone. And there's no way around it. No words can get you away from it. There are times when the best thing you can hope for is sleep. And hope it's not part of that. I feel so sorry for the person that posted that. I cannot tell you. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back with the Beach and Company. And what about that story about the CEO of Goya? Goya, I guess, the largest Latino food people, on the supermarket shelves. And the CEO had met with the former occupant, Mr. Joseph Beamer. No, you thought I was going to say Joe Beamer, right? No. It's hold it. I can't even read my own writing here. I get a note at the same time I'm talking. It doesn't always work out. All right. The CEO of Goya met with the president, and he liked what happened. It was a good meeting. They had met with Obama previously, and nothing had happened. And now he met with the president and said in a press conference that the president was very helpful and very good and all that. It was a tremendous backlash simply because he praised the president. And they were threatening to boycott Goya Foods and all this sort of thing. He would not back down. Good for him, a man with a spine and a backbone. So Bernadette was telling me about this, and she says, tomorrow, she says, I'm going to the store, and I'm going to buy some Goya Foods. He said, normally I don't, but I'm going to, just to show my support. You know, a can of food or two cans of food or something to show my support. So she left and went grocery shopping, and she came home. And I said to her before she had a chance to say much, I said, what did you bring home from Goya? She said, nothing. I said, nothing? She said, there was not a can on the shelves. They had been picked clean. People supporting Goya and supporting what he said obviously had the same idea she did, totally sold out. And then I'm watching the news this morning, and it was the same kind of situation where they were showing Goya being picked clean off the shelves, people obviously supporting the CEO of the food company. So, see, I love that. You should not be subject to these kind of stupid-ass retaliation thing simply because somebody says they like the president, so you're going to try and put them out of business? Is that where we are right now? Do you guys ever buy Goya Foods, or were you surprised by the fact that the audience just backed it up like that?
I'm not surprised at all. I think you look at Goya has been a great brand name for a long time.
Really?
And there's one thing that you don't mess with is people's heritage. And Goya is a big part of the Latino family food and, you know, get-togethers and things like that. I've watched several videos while I was on vacation over that. And let's just put it this way. There's people not happy with this cancel culture that's out there.
Yeah, and look what they were doing. They were doing something that was a really big deal a couple of years ago. All of these mobs are trying to bully people. I remember we were big on bullying. Hey, is your kid being bullied at school? Are you being bullied in the workplace? Well, what the hell? This is nothing but bullying itself. If you don't like the fact that the CEO of Goya said something nice, and keep in mind, before that, as I said, he had visited Obama with a similar mission and came out with a nice conversation, just exactly like he did with the president. So it wasn't like this came out of the blue and nobody had ever seen this happen before. It had, but there were no protests then. Why do you think that it's a reason to protest because somebody says something nice about the president and you don't like him?
Because the left is in an insane state of mind right now. Absolutely unacceptable, their behavior. And here's something from Fox News that Democrats beware. Backlash against leftist mob rule growing. And polls are showing that we're getting more of separation between Trump and Biden. You think about this. Every normal person, rational thinking person, looking out at the news right now and you see the protests, you see riots, you see canceled statues coming down. We can't have this product because they like Donald Trump. You think right. The average American is sitting there and thinking, you know what? This is normal. This is right. Yeah, this is what I'm going to back. No, it's going to push more and more people to vote for President Trump.
Mr. Beamer, are you surprised at the backlash to the backlash? People just going there and voting by buying Goya products and picking the shelves clean as a support for the CEO.
Not at all. And it shows not only the support for the CEO, but the support for the president that the media tells us isn't there or is dwindling. Well, they at least have deep pockets, because when I was at the store yesterday, walked by the Goya section and it was pretty picked over, as you described. But, you know, this cancel culture, like Tony said, They think of just the CEO, but they don't think of all the people employed by Goya. You know, hey, I didn't like the Carey family, including Teresa Heinz Carey, but guess what? When I need ketchup, I still go get Heinz 57. You know what I mean? Just because I don't agree with the political stand of a CEO or someone in power at an organization doesn't mean I'm going to stop getting the food I usually get from that company.
Well, this is what they do now. We certainly understand that in talk radio, and the same with television. They're trying to do it now with Tucker Carlson. If they don't agree with what you have to say, it's not enough for them to give you a differing position, a differing point of view, and try and win the argument and save the day that way. Instead, they try and put you out of business. I've seen it. You know how many times in my career, my long, illustrious a career of 60 years, I've had people threaten to pull the sponsors out. It's happened many times. You live through it. You get through it. You find out it's not as bad as it seems. But the bottom line is, that's where we are now. If I don't agree with you, I'm not going to just disagree. I'm going to put you out of business. I'm going to kill your ability to make a living. We're going to do this. If you own a company or if you're an officer of a company, we're going to recommend somebody who works against you. This is what we do now. It's sad. It's pathetic. And it's just a form of bullying. Why are they after Tucker Carlson? They're after him because he's spot on. Because he did, a couple of weeks ago, the most viewed, let's see, the most viewed feature in cable television history. So that ought to tell you something. He's been hitting the ball out of the park.
Isn't he the highest rated now in cable history?
Yeah, he is. He's replaced Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly was the kingpin until he got a little friendly. And now Tucker is there. Tucker reminds me of a frat boy. He looks like a frat boy. But boy, does he do his homework. And you'll notice Bernie picked this up. When he first went on that time slot, he used to destroy the guests, but he looks like such a benevolent guy, and he would be prepared. I mean, he had all of the information, and we said, why would anybody ever come on that show? He'll just cut them off at the knees, and until they finally caught on, and they don't come on. He doesn't have nearly as many guests as he used to, but boy, is he good. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach & Company. We looked it up on the map, our handy-dandy map, and we found that Goya does have a plant in Angola. It's between Route 5 and Route 20. We think it'd be a really nice thing if, when you go grocery shopping, even if you don't normally buy anything from Goya, just buy a can of something. Just something, just to show your support and how you don't like bullying. And that's all that is. It's ridiculous to think a successful company like that, the CEO, can't say something nice about the president. That's how bad it is. It is sick. I'm telling you right now, it is sick. The Democrats are sick right now. I don't even know how they can call themselves an American political party, to be honest with you. Let's go to Bill in Eden. He might have some answers for us. He's on line two.
Hey,
Bill, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. I saw how the Democrats were angry at President Trump for pardoning Roger Stone. So I happened to find here, these are the total presidential pardons or sentence commutations for the last few presidents. So Jimmy Carter had 566. Well, Ronald Reagan had 406. George H.W. Bush, 77. Bill Clinton, he had 459. George W. Bush had 200. President Obama had 1,927 pardons or sentence commutations. And so far, President Trump has only 26. So please, by all means, educate me on the abuse of power there.
Yeah, it's amazing. They don't care to look things up, and that's the way it is. I'm glad you looked it up and showed it. I think it's just a bullying tactic that's gotten a little boring, to be honest with you. And it's like teasing the wrong person or the wrong group of people. It's liable to blow up in their face.
Now about the Washington Redskins. Here are some possible names that they could name for the new team. So we have, here's like six of them. Number one, the team formerly known as the Redskins.
Oh, I like that. That's good. I like that.
Number two, the Washington Knee Benders.
Okay, I can understand.
Number three, the Capital Runaways. Number four, the Washington Wussies. And finally, the Washington Eunuchs.
I like that. I think the first one was the best one. I think you started off with the best one, the team formerly known as the Redskins, because we can't call them the Redskins anymore.
And for police protection, Sandy, maybe those of us who really appreciate the police, maybe we could give a little bit of extra and we could have our names on the list so that when the call comes in, they can look and say, like, oh, my goodness, these people really appreciate us. Let's make
sense. that would be good. You know, license and registration. Oh, hey, thank you. You're on our list of our appreciation. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Some good ideas. Thank you very much. Tony and Buzzy, what do you think of the team formerly known as the Redskins?
I'm so sick of this. Again, but I may be the wrong person to ask because I am so old school football. I'm a lot like you.
Me too.
I like sticking to the things that I grew up with. That's why I hate when teams change their uniforms. I like tradition. And here's the thing about the Redskins nickname. I've seen groups of Native Americans say, no, they don't find it offensive. And I've seen some that say they do find it offensive.
You know what? You know what we could use? I don't think it's being used anymore. Remember, Prince changed his name to a symbol.
Yeah.
Why don't we just call him what the symbol says?
The team formerly known as the Redskins?
Instead of the team formerly known as the Redskins, you go from Redskins to the symbol that Prince used. I don't even know how to say what it is, but that will really screw up the announcers, can't you see? Quarterback drops back, and
the Prince symbols have gotten back there and with the sack.
Exactly.
You would be referring to Washington more than you would the nickname.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Or how about something just fun? You know, something just fun. The Yahas, the Yahoos. Maybe the Yahoos.
Oh, I could think of an emblem for the helmet.
This team is a big Yahoo.
Woohoo!
And you could put a photo of our cat Anya on there.
There you go.
They could be the Washington Pussies. What do you think of that?
It would be different. Or you could have the character from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
That's for the linemen.
That would be. I would like that. I would like. I remember, they used to be. What was their line's name?
The Hogs.
They used to be the Hogs, and those guys were big and nasty and tough. And we played them
Super Bowl of 92.
Yeah, I know, but we lost. I was trying to think of which one it was. It was, which one was it?
It was right after I started here.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But I was at that one in Minnesota. And, even though we lost, it was a fun trip there anyway. Mr. Buzzy, how about a couple more Facebooks for us?
Well, first, the governor's speaking right now, and I know you love updates on what the governor's talking about.
Good. Did he say we want the marriage of Sandy and Bernie to go forward?
He hasn't mentioned that yet. He was also supposed to talk about education. That has not come up yet, but he did have a conversation with the mayor of Atlanta via Skype, and he called it a press briefing. That sounds more like a talk show to me.
Yeah, especially Atlanta, because they were having a lot of problems in Atlanta last week.
Yeah, and she herself has the COVID-19. Now, get this.
Yeah.
New York State will send a team to Atlanta to set up testing and tracing.
They don't have their own?
Why is that New York State's job?
Yeah, why? I don't understand.
Because Andrew's done such a wonderful job with COVID in New York State.
Yeah.
He should be president, you know.
He's been pushing himself for that. So he's been trying to become well-known and loved in all 50 states. And he's been pushing himself as the COVID czar. I think he's trying to get Fauci out of there so he can be czar.
I think he's trying to get someone else out, and I think it's Joe Biden.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. I think he's hoping for divine intervention, that Joe suddenly gets struck by lightning or something and doesn't end up as the actual candidate.
Oh, by the way, I saw, speaking of the governor, I saw a picture that it was depressing, but at the same time, I have to compliment Cuomo. He has a GTO.
Does he really?
He has a GTO. How can somebody be that much of a piece of garbage and have taste good enough to want a GTO?
He doesn't seem like a GTO kind of guy to me.
No.
No, I mean, really. And have you seen the newest picture of de Blasio's daughter? Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, really.
That guy's a train wreck, too.
Yeah. They should have a, just as they're starting an impeachment process for the mayor of Seattle, they should definitely have one for de Blasio. He's only, what do we got, another year and a half with this clown. But if we can get him out before that, I think it'd be better for all of us.
Get him out yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That would make a good song, don't you think? Call McCartney. Tell him to record it. Never mind the royalty payments. I'll skip them.
Okay.
All right, Buzzy.
One more thing from that press conference. There will be a state formula that will determine if a school can reopen, and then there are guidelines on how it can reopen. So that's what we are getting in Albany right now.
I know what we do. We have a wedding all set up. But at the last minute, school children go and sit at the tables, and it's really a school. So you booked a school session without telling the state. How about that?
I like it.
You like that? Okay. Oh, I thought you said a school sample. Never mind. Stop the laughter. There's enough laughter on this show. Come on. What do you want from me? 11 to go. Okay. Save some. We got 11 to go, guys. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.